Well, hello, and a very warm welcome to the OK Cafe. And if you are joining us for the first time today in the OK Cafe, may I recommend that you go back to episode one, which is Welcome to the OK Cafe, and just have a quick listen, because I think it's important that you understand what the OK Cafe is, why we're here, and what we intend to do in the next 15 minutes. And for those of you who have joined me here before, a very, very warm welcome back. It's always lovely to have people come back to the OK Cafe, and hopefully have realised have got some value from their previous visits, and the OK Cafe and the virtual space that we are creating here has helped in some way in that busyness of life. So do come in, get that comfortable chair. I am very comfortable, I have to say, on my sofa here with my feet up, and it's lovely. And I've got a nice cold glass of white wine, would you believe? So yes, I'm feeling very chilled here in the OK Cafe, and hopefully you are feeling like that as well, and that we can get started. So we're starting here, 1st of July. And the busyness of life is meaning that 2018 is rapidly disappearing. And as I spoke about in the previous episode, one of the things that I was very keen to do in June was kind of take stock of where I am in 2018, and obviously where I want to be by the end of 2018, and what I need to do from now until then to get there. And 1st of July, so it's the start of a new quarter. It's the third quarter, start of the third quarter of 2018, and also obviously the start of the second half of the year. So it seemed like a very important time to sort of be taking stock and to be getting some clarity on where I want to be. And many of you will remember what I've said before about wanting my 2018 to be a year that I challenged myself, and the year that I took myself that stage further from where I have been before. And I can certainly testify that June has been very much that month of challenging myself and of taking myself that step further. And as always in the OK Cafe, what this space means to me, and I hope to you as well, is a virtual safe space to explore some of the more difficult emotions that might come with our goals, our challenges, our day-to-day lives. And I can certainly say that, by challenging myself, particularly this month, that has brought with it obviously some emotions that need processing, need understanding, and need letting go. And one of the, I think, very interesting things that has been the case for me this month is the kind of the feeling of being overwhelmed. And there's a quote, I think T.S. Eliot quote, about and I'm paraphrasing, so apologies if I get it a little bit wrong, but it goes something on the lines of until we are in over our head, how do we know how tall we are? And I can certainly testify to feeling a little bit in over my head over the last month, with various different activities that have gone on, both from a professional point of view, from a personal point of view, and also actually from from a physical point of view with some of the more physical challenges that I have set myself. So I'm in this sort of world where I feel a little bit in over my head, and if I was picking an emotion, it would be that kind of that feeling of being overwhelmed, and of being not necessarily not capable, but sort of that initial feeling of of wondering whether I have that capability. So that kind of questioning of my capability in those particular circumstances. And what's been very interesting actually for me this month is becoming more comfortable with that. Actually becoming more comfortable with those kind of questions that I have about my ability, and accepting that that's okay to do that, because that's perfectly human. And actually that's okay to do that in quite a public setting as well, which I found very, very sort of strange, really, I guess, my kind of ability to accept that about myself, perhaps a little bit better than I have done in the past. And almost to take that feeling of being overwhelmed and using it, and actually using it to provide strength, and using that feeling and that strength to then get past, and to nail whatever it is that whatever challenge it is that I've set myself. So, I don't know how other people feel about that kind of taking of that nervous energy and actually channeling it into something very positive, and that has a very positive outcome. And there's kind of been two key things, I guess, I want to share on what's made the difference for me this month to be able to do that. One is engaging with the kind of emotional reasons for the feeling overwhelmed. So why am I feeling overwhelmed? Normally it's because this really matters to me. So why does it matter to me? Engaging with that why, that reason of kind of why you're doing this. And a lot of the time, that is my little girl, that brings with it a kind of whole wealth of emotions, but actually, very positive ones, very connected ones, and very powerful emotions. And so being able to take that and channel it has given me huge amounts of energy, both physical and emotional, that I guess I'd kind of forgotten that I had in reserve, really. So that's been hugely, hugely useful. So, being able to kind of connect with why I'm feeling overwhelmed, why am I bothered about this particular challenge, and then using that why, that very positive why, to give me the energy that I need to meet the challenge. And then the second thing is champions, and other people saying to you, "You've got this, and this is why I know you've got this." And I think I've both very lucky, and I've worked very hard to build an amazing support network, and I have pulled on that so much this month, often without really realizing, or with people being very proactive and actually coming forward before I've needed to kind of call out for help, and that's been amazing, absolutely amazing. And I've spoken, I think before, I think it might have been the second episode of the OK Cafe about reaching out and my kind of struggle sometimes with reaching out. And, you know, actually to have people around me who know me in very, you know, very different ways and very different capacities, but people who know me and know what I'm capable of and you know, kind of them pushing back on me and saying, you know, you've got this, I know you can do this. That has been truly incredible. So yes, that's where I've been really in June, and I guess it's kind of been a bit like pulling everything together that I've been through over the past 6 months and go, right, how am I actually going to make all of these things work as a whole? And I think that I truly think that's what I needed to do in order to be able to push myself that little bit further and do that little bit more and achieve that, you know, get a little bit closer to achieving what I wanted to achieve in 2018. And, you know, it's very, I guess it's very important to me that I can learn how to switch those emotions, that I can learn how to handle those difficult emotions on a day-to-day basis, you know, not just in this special space, which obviously is very important, and you know, I still plan to use and hopefully you'll continue to join me here, but yes, being able to kind of make that switch into coping better in everyday life has been a great achievement for me for June. And so I'm feeling actually very good about myself right now as we go into the second half of 2018. And I hope that you are in a similar position as well. So only a couple of minutes left here in the OK Cafe. And I would just want to say another huge thank you for joining me here, and I feel really, really uplifted after this OK Cafe today, and I hope that you're feeling the same, because I know not all of the episodes have been quite so uplifting, and I'm sure you know, there'll still continue to be struggles. That's part of life, isn't it? That's part of the wonder of life, that it's both amazing and challenging all at the same time. But yeah, I hope you will join me again here and you know, maybe share some of what you are going through. I've given my website out before, but I will give it again. It's www.sarahwindram.co.uk, and if you want to get in touch with me there, that would be brilliant. I always recommend some further reading, and I'm going to be very I'm not quite sure what the right word is. Narcissistic, I don't know if that's the right word, but I'm going to self-promote my book, because I do think it fits very well with what I've been talking about today, you know, about challenging yourself, about you know, looking at your, realizing your own strengths and your own superpowers, and that is The Superhero I Was Born to Be, which is my book, available on Amazon and obviously via my website. So that's The Superhero I Was Born to Be. So all it remains for me to do is again thank you hugely for joining me here in the OK Cafe, and wish you an absolutely joyful July.